From the Voices of Cary Live, my name is Randy Scott. I am broadcasting live from the beautiful village of Cary, Illinois, to you from a studio in an empty warehouse. I am really happy to be here. What we do is we do a live text and show to where you can just sound off. This is your podcast. This is your megaphone and microphone. This was an independent venture for me to try to bridge the gap between social media and talking with your neighbor. And yes, I say that often, but it's true. That's why I'm here doing this. And I thoroughly enjoy doing it every single day at 9. Last show, I said, hey, tell the cat. We just got to get more people involved, more people talking. And hopefully some people chime in today. I feel like with that longer intro, the intro exists for me to get ready and also to bring people in to let people know that we're live and I'm live, and for them to brings more people on so they can get the content. I have this overlay here before people start being like, I don't want to listen to that bald guy talk anymore. I just want to hit this overlay here just to go through my bullet points of some of my thoughts. And then, like I mentioned yesterday, I'm going to be hovering over this school district issue a little longer because I think that we covered a lot of stuff on this program ever since I started a while ago. And this, I kind of just gravitated towards this because everything was kind of just checking off the boxes, right? And it's like, yeah, that's really not favorable. We'll come back to that later. Like, I'll circle back, and all of this kind of just boiled down into the school district issue, because I firmly believe that it's close to my heart with having gone through District 26 and having gone through 155. And I really think a community just boils down to it's school and it's residents. I think how a municipality, which is essentially a corporation in the eyes of the state, with special powers and levers, how is that relationship? And there was a really good show where I broke down kind of all the school district happenings of how the village kind of put the thumb on the scale a little bit, with kind of leading them into limbo of why they couldn't move that Maplewood property. And there was some stuff on the district side under prior leadership, but the village kind of just railroaded our school district. And I have some added context to that I researched today when I was out. I was actually at Maplewood today with the family, and it was really nice to see the kids running around in the ball fields. Got some pictures, and it was emotional, to say the least. And I didn't want to leave. It was to see the school buses, and to, after having gone through all this, it was just a lot. But so here are my bullet points. Reduce bureaucracy and red tape. Bureaucracy is usually, hear that at a federal level. It's kind of like unelected officials doing that. And you can say, well, Randy, it's a small town. You don't have that here. But we do. It's unelected organizations, corporations, fighting over the all the incentives into perpetual growth. And I just saw this article that the Northwest Herald put out, and they said that, this one author said, you don't need to constantly be pushing for perpetual growth mindset of how much stuff can, the Cary says, filling in the donut holes, which means filling in all the empty voids, which is fine. I'm on board. But when you start messing around with school districts, and when you start uprooting the fabric of the community and changing the entire feel of what a lot of people have signed on to when they moved here, that's when you get my attention. I have this as part of the set decoration. And it's not because I want to move. You always hear like U-Haul, Illinois is one of the best states for U-Haul because they're always leaving the state. They actually have to pay people to they give them discounted rates if they're going to Illinois. And when I was getting equipment for the shop, it was actually really cheap to get a truck to come back. They almost paid me to do it. But this set decoration is to say that I want to make it to where you don't want to move. And some of that stuff's out of, even with this office, it's out of the control because it's at a state level. But I think we can get to a really good start on changing the overall feel of the mindset of like, yeah, everybody wants to leave Illinois in a U-Haul. It's either this. You have two things. You have the stars aligning for everything to slingshot for 1,000 apartments in Cary, which I'm not saying like we shouldn't have rental for that demographic. I completely understand that. It's just when you start pinching your school district, that shows like what else are you willing to do? And I've been on the receiving end of this. I've seen what they're willing to do. But it gets my attention because if they're willing to do this to a school district and go through that length of what we went through in that other show that I'll link below, it's just a few shows ago. That's your school district in which you maintain that village. It really doesn't stop there. There's no saying that they wouldn't do it to residents. And they have power. They have powerful lawyers. It's not just a small town lawyer with one or two people. They have big city lawyers to where they have a lot of people working. And trust me, I'm taking notes. And it's not a good atmosphere. And I think we can do a lot better. So no U-Haul trips for right now. Hold off for a little bit and vote Scott. Back to basics and priority the street in front of your house. And it's not just potholes. It's everything that travels on that street. It's police, fire, buses. And it's not just the physical vehicle. It's how do we take care of those organizations for a strong response to your house, which you already have. But it's fragile with some of the debt instruments that they use. It's fragile, and we need to reprioritize instead of just going after these incentives and people with clipboards telling us, hey, you need to have commuter adjacent housing, and you need to bring in 1,000 apartments. I can see it now, like. You have Crystal Lake with all this inventory of apartments, like a lot. And then Fox River Grove's jumping on the bandwagon. And then if we put 1,000 more on the books in the area, you're already starting to see interest rates come down. And then you're going to have all this inventory of apartments because people are wanting white picket fences to start their home, their lives, or downsize into ranch houses. You know, they don't want to live in a 10-foot by 10-foot box with pickleball and have to walk down, you know, like a Courtyard by Marriott hallway every time they have to go home with their groceries. It's fatiguing. I've lived it. So we can do better. Repair school district relationships. You know how I stand on that. That's, we're going to piggyback on that. The never home rule candidate. It's population based, but if you stick true to your small town values and your roots, it's not on the table. We had a referendum. One of the few things that we have a referendum for from the village, for the no home rule stat, status. And if you're not familiar with home rule, it's a, if your population gets over a certain threshold, you get this home rule status to where you can pretty much operate. You can, there's different levers that you can pull as a government, as a municipality. It gives you, the local municipality, more control over certain aspects of the community. And I think that's why they, residents overwhelmingly, and some will say, Randy, it was just, it was just a campaign from the home, from the Realtors Association. It's skewed numbers. It was just a campaign from the Realtors Association. No, people are smart. They knew that it was, especially with all this social media and all the stuff that they were putting out, and how far they were willing to try to be like, hey, we need this. People are like, no new toys. Finish that candy bar before you open up another one. And just, you know, we're not going to Toys R Us right now. So I think the savings of getting back to basics is going to get us into to where we don't need all these fancy new things with like the home rule status fight, like trying to get that. And then when it got opposed, overwhelmingly by residents. And then they went back to the drawing board and like, well, how do we work around this? And there's always a workaround, but it's, you're just tone deaf. And I'm not talking about the entire village of Cary. It's just the machine. I've said this before. It's a machine. It's not like you should be like perpetually pissed at everybody at the village of Cary. It's just, you need to, the machine is operating right now. Small town values reestablished. That's just getting back into the mindset of priority you, and you know, we're removing baseball fields that have 80, 90 years of history. This scoreboard says Cary Youth Baseball established 1953. So, and we just came in and drew a big red X saying, you'll have to pay our park district. And granted, the school district was very helpful you shouldn't take that for granted, because the school district let you use the fields. It could have just been, no, our insurance company says no way. And they didn't say that. They said, yeah, have fun. That shows a lot about the school district. And now they're getting pinched. And there's another aspect to that, which I'm going to cover. Homes, not high-rises, getting equity for families, especially with building materials, once they start to level off and go downward with increased energy. And the first principles, it's, the interest rates are already starting to go down. You're going to start to see the demand for apartments go down, which will lead to lower rentals prices, which will make the management company for those apartments not as involved, which will make the tenants not as involved. Pride in ownership will go down on both sides. And then you're going to be inviting fun stuff into the community. And then there's a new water quality standards. We have great water in the village of Cary, but it's just getting into, you know, we have some lead pipes still on the books. Let's see where we are with that. And it's actually kind of cool how they replace the lead pipes. So they have existing lead pipes in the community, and there's a service that goes and pushes through with like steam. It's a hot, and it pushes through PVC through the pipe, and it just takes the circumference and makes it a new pipe. So you don't have to tear up the asphalt. You just come in and they do it, and it's like same day surgery for your roadway and your water pipes. It's pretty cool. I've seen them do that before. So that's the overlay before people sign off. The text is open. I got a miss you, buddy. Keep delivering the truth. Thank you. That puts wind in my sails. So thank you for that. And you have no idea. That's big. So thank you. So TIF districts, I'll show you. So you have homes. Say this is 14. And then the village comes in and says, hey, we need some new growth in here, or you have businesses too. We need new growth in here. So they draw a map, and they exclude some spots sometimes, which is fun. But they draw a map overlaying where they want new growth. And then say that there's $5 in taxes going to the school district. 26 here from this house. So when they come in and this whole area improves because of their improvements and everything else, this zone can last 23 years. And we've had one last 23 years in Cary. Ending, I had the full breakdown, but the biggest thing for you to know is that we've had a perpetual TIF district covering some area in the village of Cary for a while now. It going at least back 23 years, but then even more so because we have one right now. So for the past, say, 23 to 30 years, TIF district. And then when the village starts to make more money, say it's $10 now that they're generating, that goes into a separate purse, and it goes away. It doesn't go to the school district. So now say you have a place like Maplewood, you have an apartment complex with a whole bunch of apartments, and you bring in 400 families. Now, all that increased revenue for 23 years, if they keep it on the books, which that's when it expires, and they can, and they have, doesn't go to the district, but they get the influx of kids. So you have 400 families of kids. Granted, some of them might not have children, but they go to the school. But that money's not going to the school district. So that got me thinking. I was like, this is an article from the Northwest Herald. Where's the title? Will proposed TIF district cost Cary its small town feel? And it printed all weird. But I remember Brandon White, our superintendent, saying this, and I looked high and low for the quote, and it's right here. Cary Elementary School District 26 Superintendent Brandon White said that the district potentially could lose $8 million in tax revenue if the TIF district is created over 23 years. $8 million. So if we've already had one on the books for 23 years, it's fair to say that the district has lost somewhere in the zip code of $8 million. So that $5.5 million that they gave the school district, they're essentially holding the school district. They're using their money against them because they've had a TIF on the books for 23 years. And it's fair to say that there's been a damage, and you've seen it with high, like increased enrollment. And then facilities like that bond that just went out, that referendum bond, that was going to like infrastructure, like boilers, roofs, stuff that should have been figured into the deal in the budget of like, okay, this look up this HVAC unit has a lifespan of about 20 years. Let's budget for it. No, because they had that TIF on the books. And that $5.5 million that was from TIF funds was essentially the money that they had lost. So we're kind of just dangling a carrot in front of our school district, which is not good juju for how a community interacts with its school district, and parents see it. I see it. My favorite school that I went to for 6 years, Three Oaks Elementary School. Those are my streets. We used to have this cool prairie that we would take care of in the corner, and that doesn't exist anymore. But then the playground equipment was the original playground equipment from when it opened. And they recently, the parent teacher organization, raised funds for new playground equipment, which boggles my mind. Because that hard-earned fundraising money should be going to teachers, parent teacher organization, not infrastructure, not playgrounds. Playgrounds should be something that is responsibly budgeted for, and sometimes it can't. And I'm not saying it's on the school district. It's just we've been strangling our school district for a while now, like the 23, 30 years of the money's going elsewhere. According to what Mr. White said, they could potentially lose $8 million from this current TIF district over 23 years. Now, granted, it might not be as much because of the 400 apartments. He's probably taking that into account. But I think it's fair to say that we use the district's money to buy the district's property so that they could build a bus lot. So I'm hovering over the school issue right now because I think that's what it boils down to is a community with, like, if you don't have good schools or support good schools, we have good schools, but if we don't support them, they're going to start to have a downward trend of morale retainment from teachers. And then right now that relationship. So like right now, if Mr. White, the superintendent, sitting in an office and is faced with something to where they need the Village of Cary as a resource for support, maybe not financially, but like just support. And the last letter he got from him from the village was pretty much we're going to sue you. It's not a good relationship, and I want to get in there, and it won't happen immediately, but meeting can happen day one, but it can't go on any longer. Using our future generations as just a intergovernmental tool. Because I went through the pictures of the District 26 has had to cut back a lot of programs, and eventually it's going to get to a point to where you got a massive influx of kids. You put 1,000 apartments on the books, and you get a massive influx of children. You might have to start. Then your class size ratio between teacher and pupil goes. It's too many pupils for each teacher, so the quality of education goes down. And then parents start to get pissed. I want it to be to where, and I said this yesterday, you get in the car with the realtor, you sit down and you put your seatbelt on, and it's like, so where do you want to go? Where are you thinking? And it's like, we don't know. It's like, well, we got this place and we got the other place. It's like, yeah, that's nice, but I'm thinking something nicer. Oh, you want to sit on the porch with the big dogs? Okay, we're going to take you to Cary. They got a strong working relationship between all organizations. They got strong schools. They take care of their seniors. Our senior center was dismantled, and now the Park District has them in a conference center. So, and we take care of our seniors really good in town. I remember doing a smoke detector, battery replacements, do that as a village service with the fire department. And I would always sign up for that. That was fun, getting to talk with people of the community. And it wasn't just smoke detector batteries. They'd have I'd be willing to do other things for them. But it was always nice just to make sure that they were taken care of, and they were safe with the smoke detectors, and just talking with them. That's something to be proud of in Cary, is that, and that's something I don't want to see slip. Because it's a generational thing. It's not like you can just turn off the breaker of like, we want to just focus on this for a little bit. We're gonna kick this breaker off so we can have some more power over here. And that's essentially what the village did, is that they flipped the breaker off 14 years ago of supporting the village because of this little, they had their eyes set on Maplewood. And now, ever since, programs have been scaled back, and who knows what else has been lost because of just poor working inner workings. We can do better. Let me see if I have anything else here. So I'm hovering over the school district issue. I'm not as you can see by the overlay, I'm not a one issue person running. But it gets like back to basics. That's why I was hesitant to put the AOL sign-on thing. I was like, oh, are people going to think that I'm like still using dial-up? No, it's just a way to get people talking, because I think people like nostalgia. People want to go back. Doesn't mean that we have to go back to dial-up. It's exactly the opposite. Like, leverage technology as a tool to make your village run more efficient. But you can do that now. I think now more than ever, you can leverage technology as a tool. Like, we've already, the love affair of technology is done with. Because we got to see from Circuit City, our first cell phone, to now. And Apple hasn't really, there's no, innovation's kind of capped on cell phones. It's plateaued. So now that generation of that was growing up of like, kind of mesmerized by that blue light, is now wise to it. And we need to transfer that tribal knowledge onto our children and teach them how to use it as a tool and not just always for entertainment or killing time. I want to see kids outside using our parks and like worn down grass from like just people running, and get back to basics. It's a great time to do it. And I think some of the critical things of that you saw, we might be at that fork in the road that you saw on a national level, but at Cary, to where we can either play ball with the carbon copy approach to town building, or be like, that's nice, we understand it, but we're going to do what's best for Cary, and not completely taking out that, but building it from Cary's point of view first, instead of just from the top down with other people's agendas. So fire off those texts, get the phone out, and this show, when people start being like, hey, what do you think about this, what do you think about that, it gets more interesting, because then I get fired up and then I start talking, and then you're like, wow, that's somewhat entertaining. So I'm gonna put the hold music up. I'm gonna try to look for that TIFF sheet that I had. If not, I'll just burn off another one, and I'll bring that to you. But I'll put the hold music up for a little bit. Think of something that you want to text it in, and we'll go over it when I get back. If not, then maybe I'll find something else. We'll go through some other stuff. But thank you for joining me today. I'll see you on the back end of this. I'll be back at 9:45. We'll see if we get any texts. Thanks for joining.
Welcome. Thank you.
I came back early because I thought of something else. I found that TIF district thing. And I thought of something else somebody told me today that somebody said, life's too short, Randy. Why are you getting involved? And I said, like, when I cross the street to try to open something, I did it with the mindset of putting good in which my kids are going to grow up in, putting good in the community of where I see kids pass by all the time, a smoke shop with bongs in the window. There's like little things and stuff that I see. Like today when I was at Maplewood, there was like graffiti on the Maplewood sign that kind of, that goes back to like broken windows theory of like you're letting that happen. Like the area is welcoming that. And then with the picnic tables, the village doesn't want those picnic tables there. They kind of had to let us do it because of the COVID outdoor seating thing. And today there was pink spray paint of a survey, and it's because they want to put in that roundabout at that intersection. And it's like that went in. And it's some of the stuff, not to say that I would like advocate for, and some people say, oh, you're only doing it because of the sign. And like, no, like watch my podcast. And I get into that. It's just little things that happen. And then this gentleman that said, Randy, like life's too short, because I said, you know, I created more time. I wanted to create more time to spend with kids. And he's like, life's too short. And the reason why I'm like, I feel like it's a fatherly duty and like obligation to like, inaction is worse than me doing this. Like, I feel like I'm like responsible for, and I would understand that if I could like move, like I don't want to, nobody wants to move away from family. So that's like when people grow up, and that's why the school district thing is an issue, because when those kids grow up, and even if you're elderly and you're like, that guy only talks about schools, I'm voting for the other guy. Think about your kids that you wanted to have move back home when they got older, but they didn't, for whatever reason. But I don't want that reason to be because of there's better schools somewhere else, which right now that's the going thing. And that's the reason why I threw my hat in the ring, was because it's, yeah, is it more time and stress and you know, you're knocking on doors that haven't been disturbed in a long time, and I'm gonna start just keep knocking, because from what I've seen and what I know, and it's just it needs to have a corrective course for everybody. So yeah, is it yeah, life is short. But that's because as soon as my kids start to get older, there's some of it's like irreversible that's going to slingshot after April. I don't think you'll recognize Carrie after April. I think all this stuff was put on the taxiway. and it's kind of a final salute. And then it's get out of Dodge. But that's why you you can vote Scott March 17th through April 1st. And this show is still, it's not just about political stuff. It's about the reason why I started it, like local issues, local topics, supporting blowing wind in the sails of local businesses. And that's what I think this will transform it back into on the back end after April. And I can't wait for that. I found the TIFF stuff. I'm going to leave the... No, we'll just turn and burn. So 97, TIFF number one, 97 to 22. Ran for 23 years. TIFF number two, 06 to 23. It was scheduled to end in 29. I think a TIFF district is like your last resort. It's a tool in the toolbox, but it's something that you shouldn't use as readily as we use them. Because a lot can be done just, like, I'm a big fan of the invisible hand taking care of things. It's kind of like forcing EVs. Like, I'm not against EVs, but if you try to force it before the technology's there, you turn people off, and then it just invites other problems. So, like with the TIFF district, it's all forcing the issue at other, like the district's expense, all for trying to get, like forcing the issue to try to get more stuff right away with all the fancy add-ons that from incentives they get. And I'm a fan of just, if you have to use a TIFF district, that's because something else is lacking. Like, why do you have to leverage that instead of putting time and energy and resources into crafting that district and then putting other things into a situation that they didn't ask for? Why don't you put that time and energy into building up your other streets other than Main Street, building up the position of which carries in, like, branding position of what it's seen as. Imagine. So instead of having 1,000 apartments, you could be positioned as that's the place to go have a forever home. And making it attractive for national retailers or national brands, or making small business feel more welcome. Instead of, you know, that's why I told him, like, best case scenario, like, I open a business. Best case scenario, I help open a business and everything is running amazing. And there's this beautiful, like, onboarding packet of, like, welcome to Cary. These are some tools you can use. What do you need? We'll give you a few blasts on our social media. How can we help? An onboarding packet for new businesses, new residents. We did this fun thing for ice cream with a local place to where they got ice cream once they got in. It was in Algonquin. And it's just like the little things. If you watch Steve Jobs, he had this letter. I just saw it again the other day, but I brought it up in a prior show. And this kid wrote him, and he said, "Hey, can I have your autograph?" And he said, in a response letter, "Sorry, thank you for wanting it, but unfortunately, I don't give autographs out." And then he signs it at the bottom where it says, like, the thank you, you know, Steve Jobs, at the signature area. And that sort of feeling, I'll share with you a story from Disney. And I know there's feelings about Disney, but I still like the overall beginnings of it. But when Disney, I like to look at the memorable experiences that Disney does. And what Disney did in this one situation, it was actually studied in the amusement industry. At the Disney park, a girl was with her family, and a girl lost her teddy bear in the park. So the family went to Lost and Found. They reported the doll stolen, missing, lost, and they gave him a picture of the doll. And then a cast member at Disney found the doll and made it back to Lost and Found. And it's, instead of just being like, "Yeah, we got your doll," what they did was that they took the doll all around the park, including the back areas, including with characters, and they took pictures for the entire day. And they put all those pictures together in a photo album, and they knew which room they were staying at on property. So when the family came back at the end of the day, the doll and the photo album was there, so that the small girl, which was like devastated, because at that, like, when you're younger, like, dolls, they're not just plastic. Kids give them feelings and emotions. They had the photo album of the entire day of how that doll spent its day. It's like, oh, it wasn't sad. We can have onboarding packets for businesses, onboarding for residents, instead of just being I think that it's not just Carrie, it's just the overall dynamic of the taxing body, because it's like, you don't have to, it's a different dynamic. You don't have to create something. Even though you provide services, you don't have to go to the drawing board and create something to sell. It's just the checks keep coming in. And you lose sight of that's hard-earned money. And instead of just being like, well, that's $100 for that permit, that's $100 for that permit, just make it fun. Make it to where people want to be part of the process of doing additions on their home or putting in something different. And I deem it the welcoming committee of what we went through and what they put my wife through. I was just, they got my attention, and now I'm here. There are no more correspondents, but every night at 9, we've been here for 53 minutes, and I thoroughly enjoy doing this and speaking with you at home. tell your I need your help. Tell your dog. Tell your cats. Your neighbors. Your group of friends. You go to church. Tell them what I'm trying to do here, and let's do it together. I can feel the momentum. What's for some reason I have this quote in my head for what's in Iowa? Well, what's in Cary? Great schools and baseball.